Hello, this is a dictation for Darnell Wood Jr. D A R N E L L Woods W O O D S Jr. Date of birth 4/6/1988. Date of accident 11/9/2021. Date of service is 12/13/2022. The patient arrives as a new patient visit, and he reports of having pain in the neck, mid back, lower back. The lower back pain is 8, mid back pain is 7, neck pain is and upper back pain is 4. In the neck, most of the pain is on the left side, and also in the upper trapezius fibers. There is some radiation to the right buttock posteriorly in S1-S2 dermatome fashion. Patient does report of pain in the right elbow due to the gunshot wound and pain in the right hand with numbness and tingling of all the fingers. Now, however, the patient does report that the right arm pain has been present before this accident. Due to the gunshot wound, all the five fingers have been numb and they are not a result of current accident. The gunshot was in 2014. Currently, due to the accident, he is only able to walk up to a block without pain, and he can sit and stand for 30 minutes. He can sleep okay. Mood is okay. He reports all of his symptoms to automobile accident that occurred as follows on 11/9/2021. He was traveling as a rear passenger on the right in a lift car, and he was traveling going to downtown Chicago. Downtown Detroit on Shane, and he was rear-ended twice and hit into where he was just past the intersection. No one died in this accident. The car was not totaled. The Lyft driver had no insurance. His injury was that when he hit to the door, he injured the entire right side to the car door. The accident happened almost after midnight, and he does not remember the car that they were traveling at or they were hit with. However, the speed of each car could have been 35-40 miles. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Airbags were not deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident, and police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. And he was pulled out from the rear. He was hit in the rear-ended. History of presenting illness. Patient reports of moderate headaches that are present 7 to 8. And they are present mostly in the back, sometime in the front. Moderately severe, off and on, but not sensitive to the light or noise. There is no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. However, the headaches were present before the accident also, and they have only become more severe and more frequent. He reported that he banged his head into the door and the right side to the car door, leading to the head injury and neck whiplash. No symptom of TBI are reported, except for erectile dysfunction, no dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear. There is no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or loss of memory, forgetfulness. He denies confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, or any nausea, vomiting, or blurred vision, or spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. The patient does complain of the weakness, lightheadedness, difficulty walking, sleep disturbance. And regarding the pain, he has a pain which is localized in the lower back, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, shooting down to the right buttock posteriorly as pins and needles, off and on. In the middle back pain is 7, upper back pain is 4, neck pain is 4. Due to the gunshot, he has a persistent pain in the right elbow in the entire area. And the right hand has a numbness tingling which is pre-existing to this accident. Overall, the pain is reported to be between 4 to 8. And ADLs are affected 8 to 9. The pain is described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, aching and tender. And is present almost continuously. And modifying factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, driving, and improved by lying down, and medications. So far, the patient has had X-ray on the day of accident, night. At Northland Radiology, he has had MRIs. Patient has muscle weakness, numbness, tingling, pins and needles. In addition, these are the complaints. And so far, patient report that he has had physical therapy 7 to 8 months for 3 times per week. It didn't bring him much relief. He thinks he had had 3-4 epidurals at Northland Radiology, and medications are being provided. In the system review, only history is gunshot wound right elbow, 2014. Past surgical history, gunshot wound, and 2014 he was treated at Grace Hospital emergency room. Allergies none. Family history patient report, the mother is alive, father is alive. No, sorry, father is deceased due to the heart attack. Mother is alive and is okay, no medical problem. He has 2 sisters who are alive and no medical problem. Relationship status patient report that he's single, but he lives with his grandmother and cousins. And he work, employment status patient is unemployed currently due to his pain, and he has filed a disability. He reports that he is a cashier on a Dollar Tree shop where he lifts 30 pounds. He has to stand all day. Legal history, patient has retained Siegel Law is the representing. And in the personal history, patient reports that he drinks alcohol socially, and he smokes less than a pack per day, and he uses marijuana every day. His sleep and mood are affected. He feels depressed, but there is no anxiety or concentration problem. He denies any homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts. Regarding the ADS, patient reports that his mood and work are affected 10, enjoyment of life is affected 10. Patient reports relationship with other people is and general activity is affected 9, sleep is affected 8, ability to concentrate is affected 7. A detailed examination of the ADS patient reports that running is affected 10, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, and opening container, cooking in the kitchen is affected 9, walking, standing, and home chores affected 7. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 132 over 80, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 99, height is 6'3", weight 192. This is a 34-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic air. The patient exhibits a good attitude and demeanor. No anxiety, no lethargy, or acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are present. The patient is able to walk reasonably well. Without using any cane or adaptive devices. Rest of the exam will come from the template, except in the skin, you please mention in the right elbow is completely deformed. It is fixed in flexion, and the range of motion is 75% limited. 8-inch scar on the right elbow for the past surgery is present. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination that was found to be normal. Musculature examination is also found to be normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection and palpation is from the template. The spine tenderness, only right sacroiliac joint was tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm none, hypertonicity none, range of motions. The cervical spine range of motions are as follows. Cervical spine flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion, left is 25, right is 45, bilateral rotation, left is 40 limited and right is 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify reproducer pain are as follows. Cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerma test is negative, distraction test is negative, Soto-Hart test is negative, and myelopathy signs are negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernig test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Berger test, negative. Kemp test, negative. Babinski sign, negative. Sacroiliac joint, the right sacroiliac joint is identified to be tender. And Faber test and Gonsalon test are positive on the right side. The distraction test, iliac compression test, standing flexion test are negative. Tenderbrook sign is negative. Examination of the extremities, except for the right elbow, all the rest of the extremities are completely normal. The right elbow was involved in a gunshot wound in 2014. He underwent surgery, and there is a long scar, 8-inch long, on the right elbow for placing a plate and screw and whatever devices. It is fixed in flexion, it doesn't move, and it is deformed. The fingers, third, fourth fingers of the right hand are deformed in a flexion. They don't move. And this is from the pre-existing issues. The grip on the right hand is completely weak. Rest of the extremities are warm to touch, well perfused, with normal motor power and normal reflexes. And there is no pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm. Range of motion of all other joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Diagnosis. V89.2 XFT. Z79.891 CNS. R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9. Nerves M79.2. Muscles M60.9. Ligaments M54.0. Elbow, right elbow, M25.521. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4, XXA. In the thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14, S23.3XXA, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, and 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, right, M46.1, S33.5XXA. The plan of care, it comes from the template. The treatment plan comes from the template. First is the physical therapy that is ordered 2 times per week. On the area of pain, which includes neck, mid-back, lower back, and the right elbow. After confirming past record, we'll modify it. But right now, I think 2 times per week is okay, especially for the laser. Disability has not been signed. He is not working anywhere, so there's no need for disability at this time. Medications, patients provided with the following. Voltaren gel, 3%, 200 grams per daily. Lidocaine gel is provided. And 5% lidocaine patch is also provided for help with the topical pain relief. He's also provided with the following medications, which are meloxicam, Mobic, 15 milligram daily. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine is provided 15 tablets, one daily PRN. No, 30 tablets, sorry. Wellbutrin is provided 150 mg XR for mood problem. Xanax 0.5 twice a day for headache. And Lyrica is provided for pain relief. Patient is also referred to a counseling. The patient is advised to return back in 2 weeks' time. Record release have been ordered. You can continue the non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan are all okay. You can see a psychiatrist, Dr. Parks, or anybody else for his issues with the depression, anxiety. Fitness club programs are all okay. A review of the available MRI and other imaging records have been ordered released. Once they are available, we'll be reviewing them. Actually, I have, at the time of dictation, there is an MRI of the right hip that is available, and it is negative for any trauma. MRI of the right shoulder is also negative for any issues, no rotator cuff issues. I don't have the spine MRI. Will interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended at this time. Surgical options, none. Referral to neuropsychiatry is not warranted, but only counseling is needed. Provision of attended care and caseworker. Past medical records have been ordered. Investigation, no investigation is being ordered. DM is patient already has all the DM supplies, which include back brace, neck brace, cane. Education is yes, and follow visit in 1 month. Contact yes. Thank you.